96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We have breaking news into the WHUR newsroom. At this moment, police are investigating the reports of a shooting at the headquarters of the U.S. Census Bureau in Suitland, Maryland. Police say the initial call suggested that a security guard was chasing a suspect. When that suspect shot that guard in the chest, the guard's condition was not released. We are seeing some Twitter feeds that are suggesting that police cars are rushing inside the Census Bureau gates. Some now counting some 15 cars at the Census Bureau headquarters in Suitland. Again, we have a report of a guard shot at the U.S. Census Bureau headquarters in Suitland, Maryland. Police are investigating. We will keep you posted as more information becomes available. Now to the issue this evening. The video that turned the world's attention to South Carolina has been broadcast all over the place. There's been a lot of movement since the release showing Officer Michael Slager of the North Charleston Police Department firing his gun at least eight times at 50-year-old Walter Scott. Slager is white, Scott is black, and was running away after a traffic stop on Saturday. Scott was killed. Well, tonight we're asking, is justice truly swift and certain when it comes to police wrongdoing? My guests are Ron Hampton, a retired D.C. police officer and past executive director of the National Black Police Officers Association. Also in studio with me, attorney and Reverend Kwame Reed. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And for our listeners, if you want to join this conversation, if you have a question or a comment, and I'm sure you do, lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let's get right to this. And Ron, I'm going to start with you. This is not a new story.
Nope.
A video of police killing, dare we say, or beating, or overreacting, some may argue, with citizens on the street, those that may be unarmed. That is not new. We can go all the way back to Rodney King, right. Eric Garner in New York, and so forth. Your thoughts about what you saw when you saw that video?
Very troubling, really, Harold, because the officer didn't hesitate. You know, having served as a police officer, and sometimes when you stop a person and then you're talking to them, and the person will bolt and run, the first inclination is to run after him. But this officer didn't do that. He pulled his weapon and pointed the weapon at the man and started to fire. So to me, that says something about that department and its culture, as well as the behavior of those officers. He did not hesitate. He pulled his weapon and fired 8-9 times. So that was very troubling to see, because, like I said, you know, most of the time when someone run, your first inclination is to bolt and go after them. But he didn't do that.
Kwame, one of the things that has happened since the release of this video is that there's been a lot of movement. Very, very fast. We have seen that Officer Slager was first charged with murder after the video came out. He was then fired the very next day. And then and even on the day that he was charged with murder, the mayor of North Charleston came out and said that I made an executive decision. All of the officers will be wearing cameras. Are you surprised by the quickness with which this has happened?
I'm not surprised, but one of the comments that we have heard quite often since Saturday is that, well, you can't deny this. This was so obvious. It was clear. So therefore, the police chief, the mayor, had to take action.
Right.
But the truth is that these are situations that have occurred over the years. This is a part of our history and part of our tradition. Was it the video? Was it the video that caused this action to take place? Well, of course, on a very direct level, but at the same time, it was the fact that you had a citizen, a member of the community, who did respond. And that's the issue that I want to emphasize is community engagement, community involvement. And that is going to bring about the difference. The video is the specific tool. However, it is the fact that you have citizens, a brave citizen, citizens in general, getting involved.
Let me go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810 or 855-288-4876. John calling from Alexandria, what's on your mind?
Hey, Earl, how you doing?
I'm fine. Go right ahead.
This officer, man, he's been doing this stuff for a long time, man, and I'm kind of glad to, you know, this video, you know, if they didn't react on this, it would have been a lot of controversy behind this. Another officer gets away, but they had to do something about this, man, because otherwise it would have been probably a racial war, you know, because it seems like we could be headed that way if they don't do nothing about these officers, man, because it's getting real, real bad. And down that side of town, they are real, it's a lot of racism goes on down there.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I saw was the black officer arrived on the scene and he didn't like, you know, this guy, when he shot this guy 8 times, man, yeah, he was trying to handcuff this guy. Where this guy was going to go, you yeah know, and it's real sad, man.
It is sad, John, and thank you so much for your input. I appreciate it. I need to take a break. But when we come back, more of your phone calls. We're also going to drill down on this issue a bit more. You know, John brought up some really critical points, some legal points, police procedure. Want to find out about that. And, of course, I want to hear from you, the listener, at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We have a quick update on the report of a shooting at the U.S. Census Bureau in Suitland, Maryland. We are now getting reports that a gunman is barricaded at the headquarters there. Initial reports were that the gunman rammed the gates outside of the building and that he shot a guard. We do not have a condition on that guard. The FBI is now involved in this incident. Again, a shooting of a guard reportedly at the U.S. Census Bureau in Suitland, Maryland, and a gunman barricaded inside. We will continue to keep you updated on this situation. Now, back to the conversation about justice in the wake of the North Charleston, South Carolina shooting, white police officer shooting an unarmed black man in the back. Let me go to Kevin calling from Wheaton, Maryland. Kevin, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon. First of all, nobody should be surprised and lifted living in a box as far as what police do. Police regularly lie on traffic tickets, much less anything else. So maybe somebody needs to enact some legislation where there's no tolerance. You immediately lose your job and be faced with a hefty fine if you are caught lying in any instance, whether it be a traffic ticket or anything else. And then maybe there'll start being some real control as far as what officers do. There's some good officers out there, but even the good ones get caught up in what all the other ones are doing. And I've seen police beat up individuals when they didn't have drugs on them, saying they'll be back, take them somewhere, beat them up, and bring them back. I've seen police arrest people for simply double parking their car and tell them that, you know, if this was the 80s, you'd be going to the hospital instead of the police station.
All right, well, Kevin, thank you so much. I appreciate your input there. You know, something that you said before the break, Kwame, was you talked about community action, but you also spoke about the reaction of the city leaders, the chief, as well as the mayor. But this may, you know, this may not have just been because of the horrible situation that they saw on video. Perhaps they were hoping that they didn't enter into another situation as we saw in Ferguson, Missouri, after the death of Michael Brown.
I think you can be certain that that was in the thinking of those community leaders. And a question that comes up is, are things going to be different now? Either because of the reaction of the community in Ferguson, what happened also around Trayvon Martin, are things going to be different? Well, they're going to be different if you do, in fact, have a response from a wider community. But it needs to be, we need to think about what that kind of response should be and can be. Mm-hmm. And how we can, in fact, have good community engagement so that we can influence the decision makers, the mayors, the police chiefs, the government in general.
Yeah, Ron, but during the break, let me ask you real quick, because I want you to touch on this. Right. And I kind of said to you, I said, you know, you're retired, Ron.
Right.
But I said, and aren't you glad you're no longer on the street? And you said, maybe not.
No, I'm not. I'm not glad, because I think that there's a need for individuals with integrity and policing the way communities need police officers to behave, and working in the community, working with the community. It was something that Kwame had said that really got my attention, and it was this whole note about that they had the film, the guy with the film had the camera, and he gave it to the family. Don't you think if they had trust and confidence in the police, they would have gave it to the police?
Hmm.
So that speaks volumes about
that
the lack of trust and confidence in the police department, and that's why he went to the family and gave it to the family.
We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break, so if you're on the phone, please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. The phone number, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation on SiriusXM Channel 141 in just a few seconds.